There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, y'all. We're rerunning 2 episodes today. Enjoy the show. Hi, I'm Eves. And welcome to This Day in History class, a show that uncovers history one day at a time. The day was May 9th, 1893. The first public demonstration of the kinetoscope was held at the Brooklyn Institute of Arts and Sciences. The kinetoscope was an early motion picture device in which people viewed images through a peephole at the top. By the end of the 19th century, the concept of moving images had permeated the tech world. The zoopraxiscope, invented by photographer Edward Muybridge, showed a sequence of still photographs in successive phases of movement. Multiple cameras were used to record these images. Inspired by the development of motion picture devices and a visit to Muybridge's lab, inventor Thomas Edison decided to design a device of his own that could record successive images in a single camera and reproduce objects in motion. In 1890, Thomas Edison commissioned William Dixon to build the first modern motion picture camera. The camera was called the kinetograph. The kinetograph was a motion picture camera that used celluloid film that was fed through the camera with a system of sprockets. The next year, Edison and Dixon developed the kinetoscope, a single viewer peep show device where film was moved past a light. A prototype of the device was shown to a convention of the National Federation of Women's Clubs in May of 1891. The kinetoscope was completed by 1892. And in 1893, Edison completed construction of the first motion picture production studio in West Orange, New Jersey. The single-room production center was nicknamed the Black Maria, and it cost a little more than $600 to construct, which would be about $16,000 today. The kinetoscope was supposed to premiere at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893, but it did not have its big opening on May 1st at the exposition as planned because of production delays and a nervous breakdown Dixon had. Historians debate whether a kinetoscope was actually on display at the fair at all. But on May 9th, viewers lined up after a lecture at the Brooklyn Institute of Arts and Sciences to see 2 films on the kinetoscope. One was called Blacksmithing Scene, a film that Edison created in his New Jersey studio in late April of 1893. It was the first film of more than a few feet to be publicly exhibited, and it included the first instance of screen acting, since the film's subjects were not actually blacksmiths. blacksmithing scene is also one of the earliest surviving complete motion pictures on film. The other film that was shown, one about horseshoeing, is now lost. An article in the July 13, 1893 issue of the Alton Telegraph out of Illinois said the following about blacksmithing scene. The scene represented three men in a forge hammering a piece of red-hot iron. The picture was so perfect in action, perspective, and proportion that it was exactly the same as if the scene was witnessed through a camera obscura. Every action of the men was shown. One suddenly threw down his hammer and motioned toward a bottle of lager beer on the ground. This was handed to him by one of the other men. He lifted it to his mouth and took a long drink, and after handing it to the second man, spat on his hands and grabbed his hammer, beginning to pound the iron on the anvil with renewed strength. The smoke from the forge rose steadily into the air in curves and circles, and the sparks from the anvil flew in all directions. In 1894, kinetoscope parlors opened around the world. And by 1895, Edison had introduced the kinetophone, which combined the kinetoscope with the phonograph to have sound accompany the motion picture. But soon, the popularity of the kinetoscope faded as projectors were developed for motion pictures. The Lumiere brothers created the cinematograph, a motion picture film camera that was also a film projector and printer. It had its first demonstration in 1895. I'm Eve Stefcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If there's something that I missed in an episode, you can share it with everybody else on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a podcast that takes really seriously the adage, you learn something new every day. I know that a lot of places around the world right now are going back to business, whether they're diving right into the deep end or they're easing back into it. And a lot of people have already been working and doing business as usual. And there are some people whose lives are still turned upside down by all the stuff that COVID-19 is causing. And I just wanted to say that I hope you all are doing well, no matter what phase of this very new and very intense situation you're in, and that you continue to stay safe and healthy. I am still at home, but I am doing well. And I can only hope that you are maintaining and thriving in these times. With that said, on with the show. The day was May 9th, 1671. Thomas Blood attempted to steal the crown jewels of England. The crown jewels are a collection of crowns, scepters, and other ceremonial objects associated with English kings and queens dating back hundreds of years. Thomas Blood's father was a wealthy blacksmith, and his grandfather was a member of the Irish Parliament. He spent some of his early life in England, but when he was around 20 years old, he got married and moved to Ireland, where he was born. But he soon went back to England, where he joined Oliver Cromwell's army in the fight against King Charles I during the English Civil War. When Cromwell became Lord Protector of the Commonwealth of England, Scotland, and Ireland, he was granted land for his service in the war. By 1650, Blood had begun calling himself a colonel, though there's no evidence that he actually earned that rank. Throughout the 1660s, Blood was involved in a number of subversive activities. He and other conspirators plotted to seize Dublin Castle and kidnap James Butler, the first Duke of Ormond and Lord Lieutenant of Ireland, for ransom. That plot failed, but Blood was able to evade authorities. And in 1670, he made another attempt to kidnap the Duke of Ormond and failed. But the conspiracy Blood is best remembered for is his attempt at stealing the crown jewels in 1671. The crown jewels were stored at the Tower of London, and the keeper of the jewels was a man named Talbot Edwards. One day in 1671, Blood visited the tower disguised as a parson. He continued to visit the Edwards family, who lived at the tower, and he soon became friendly with them. Blood promised to arrange a marriage between his imaginary nephew and Edwards' daughter. On May 9th, Blood arrived at the tower with his supposed nephew and two of his friends. They convinced Edwards to show them the crown jewels, and once they entered the jewel house, they knocked him unconscious. The London Gazette gave the following account of the crime. According to the villainous design they, it seems, came upon, immediately they clap a gag of a strange form into the old man's mouth, who, making what noise and resistance he could, they stabbed him a deep wound in the belly with a stiletto, adding several other dangerous wounds on the head with the small beetle they had with them, as is believed, to beat together and flatten the crown, to make it the more easily portable. The thieves took the sovereign's scepter with cross, St. Edward's crown, and the sovereign's orb. Edwards regained consciousness and tried to stop the men, crying treason and murder. As the thieves fled to their horses waiting at St. Catherine's gate, they dropped the scepter. Guards went after them, and before Blood could reach the iron gate, he was captured. The crown and orb were recovered, though several gemstones were missing. King Charles and other members of the royal family questioned Blood. It's unclear what Blood and the king discussed, but in the end, Blood was pardoned and even granted land in Ireland. There have been many theories about why Blood received this treatment, including one that the king was just amused by Blood's audacity, and another that the king was in on the plot from the beginning. Regardless, Blood became a familiar figure in London. After he died in 1680, his body was exhumed because people suspected he might have faked his own death so he didn't have to pay a debt to the Duke of Buckingham. Today, the crown jewels of the United Kingdom remain on display at the Tower of London as symbols of the British monarchy. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you want to send us any comments or suggestions, you can send us an email at thisday@iheartmedia.com. You can also follow us on social media at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks again for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and
process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.